All right. Well, Jeremy Dice is an attorney with First Liberty Institute. Mm-hmm. He's going to be one of our featured speakers October 19th and 20th conference that we're doing. It's our first annual conference.
First ever. Yay.
I think we're going to do it every year, whether we need to or not.
I think we're going to need to.
He'll be speaking on your First Amendment rights and religious freedom as a small business owner and operator. And
best ethical guideline to that.
And that applies to counselors.
Yes.
Or small business people. So, Jeremy, good morning and welcome. And thanks for being here with us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Would you tell us a little bit for the benefit of those who have not seen your website yet, but might be thinking about attending this conference? Tell us a little bit about First Liberty and its mission, who Jeremy Dice is, and how he fits in.
Well, I do hope folks will go to our website at firstliberty.org to learn a lot more about who we are. First Liberty, very simply, is a nationwide religious liberty legal organization. We defend religious liberty for all Americans. That means we get up in the morning and figure out how we can best preserve that religious liberty for everybody. I think we all deserve that, and that certainly is our first freedom. And if it goes away, well, we've got all kinds of dangers that are going to fall after that as well. But we specifically work within the legal system to make sure that several different areas of life as American citizens are protected when it comes to religious liberty. Number one, we want to make sure our students are protected in their religious liberty. So students, teachers, our schools, that they have the maximum amount of religious liberty when students go to school, when teachers go to work, that they have the right to be able to express their religion. We want to make sure our members of the military, the armed forces, have their religious liberty. So whether you're a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, or a member of the Coast Guard or some other part of the Department of Defense, you've sacrificed a lot already to serve our nation in uniform. You should never have to sacrifice your religious freedom in addition. In addition to all that, we want to make sure that your religious liberty is protected within our houses of worship and religious institutions. So when people of faith get together to organize, to do things together, whether that's to worship or to express their faith corporately, we want to make sure that they have the right to that religious liberty fully protected there as well. And then, of course, in the public arena where you put together monuments or maybe you have county commissioners wanting to pray before the public meetings, we want to make sure that that liberty is existing there and well protected. We've taken issues on that run all the way to the Supreme Court in recent years as well. Mm-hmm. And finally, and what applies really to your group is within the marketplace itself. When you organize your business, when you become a counselor, when you go into the marketplace itself to not only serve, but to be served within the marketplace, we want to make sure that you have that religious liberty there too. The Constitution favors religion and religious organizations over secular counterparts like that, which is a good thing. We want that in our country. Now, that is not to say that those who form an LLC or a PLLC or whatever are devoid of any kind of religious liberty. It is to say that religious organizations get higher preference, again, which is what we want to have in the country. So it's an interesting little divide that I'll be glad to sort of articulate and highlight as much as I can. But I want to leave everybody that we get together with by them understanding that you don't sacrifice your religion, you don't sacrifice your religious freedom by entering into the workforce, certainly not by becoming a mental health professional. You still have that. There may be some more difficult roads to navigate in that process, mm-hmm. but you still retain that. Furthermore, and I think mm-hmm. this should be the thrust of the conversation, it is critical for mental health associations like yours and much like lawyers to make sure they are active on the licensure level mm-hmm. to say, hey, look, don't forget us as people of faith, and certainly don't punish us for holding views that are to you ridiculous and insane, but are to us necessary before an eternal God. And so make sure those protections remain. That's a political statement, right? That's something that you as an organization have to be working together with your constituents to make sure that they are piling into those who are turning on and off light switches for their profession.
What a refreshing statement that is, Jeremy. I'm bathing in that at this point because there is a lot of pushback for us professionals, if you will, who have a faith-based fundamental of, you know, religious freedom. Yet we are at the scrutiny of insurance panels and EAP panels that want to pigeonhole us into something that we're not on the list, or we can't serve that community or this community or whatever.
Right.
So that's a huge thing that is happening right now, I will say.
Yeah. This is where a lot of the bleeding edge of religious liberty work is being done right now, that we're facing a lot of trials when it comes to either employment or as an employer. What does that mean for you and your conscience? There are some really great protections that are already in place, but there's a lot of pitfalls along the way here on areas that need to be challenged and corrected and smoothed over so that we can maximize the religious liberty promised to us at our founding. So the only way I fit into all that is that I'm just an attorney going to make trouble for the right people. And so I get up in the morning to make sure that people who want to remove your religious liberty have a roadblock in doing so, and that your freedom is well protected. And of course, you can learn more again about all the work we do at First Liberty at firstliberty.org.
Troublemaker. Wow. I like that. Jeremy T. Dice. T is for troublemaker.
Yep. The best ever.
Oh my goodness.
I just really honed in on the word protections, Jeremy. I think we, myself included, have forgotten that there are protections because nobody's talking about that except for you guys, you know? So that's one of the reasons.
We've given them up one at a time over the years.
Well, yeah, I got to tell you guys that the thing that keeps me up at night is not the lawsuits that we have. We win most of those suits anyway. So I'm not worried about that. The law is on our side 9 times out of 10. The problems that I have, the thing that keeps me awake at night are the people that don't know what their rights are. And so when those rights are challenged, they fold like a cheap suit rather than give us a call. And so it's all those people that never give us a call that make me more nervous than anything else. Because here's what happens if you just simply cave to those questions or concerns. Let's just take a student, for example. We've had numerous cases like this where students want to form a club. You know, they get the chess club and the AV club and the Frisbee club, whatever all these clubs are on campus of their local public high school. And one student wants to start the Jesus club or a Bible study on campus during the same times that they would meet otherwise. I've had students be told that what they would want to do is illegal, that they need to be more moderate in what they approach. They need to be more neutral in how they approach their clubs. Well, that's silly. And to tell some student that what they're doing may put them in jail because it's illegal, I mean, that's just immoral in my mind.
Unless, of course, it's the afternoon Satan club.
Yeah, well, yes. Here's the thing is that when those students call us, the law on this is as old as I am. So, I mean, it's really well settled and easy to deploy. And we win with just by sending a letter, barely even having to load the gun, let alone fire a shot. And so that's great. But there are probably thousands of students every year that face that never give me a call, never give First Liberty a look. And so they just simply decide to cave. Well, here's why that's dangerous, is that the loss of our freedom, we think, is going to come to us by threat of the government at the end of a gun or something like that. Maybe that'll happen in our lifetime. I pray it does not. And that has certainly been the course of human history where that has occurred. But freedom dies a death of 1,000 cuts. And simply those cuts come not by so much by the action of the government, it does, but by inaction, by the people who are tasked with stewarding the government that's been entrusted to our care. And so if we are about the generation to preserve freedom for the next generation, then it's incumbent upon us to make sure we're asserting the rights that we have. And in this country, thankfully, especially for my employment, we resolve those differences by going to court. And so that's what we do. We want to make sure that your freedoms are preserved. So you got to know what those freedoms are. That's why we put them all over the place at firstliberty.org. And then you got to know when to deploy them. And that's when you call us, and we're happy to get in line and make sure that those are preserved.
A problem that could be solved as simply as putting civics class back in school.
What one takeaway would you give to counselors who are considering coming to this conference? Why should they come?
Well, certainly for the CEUs that are being offered and the chance at fellowship with like-minded counselors is a good reason to come to a conference like this. But where it concerns my presentation, the thing I'm trying to impress upon everybody I can talk to right now, whether that's counselors or students or no matter what the audience is, churches, I want to remind people that you are today more free than you have been in most of your lifetime. The changes that have occurred in the last 5, 10, 15 years of the Supreme Court of the United States and that continue to come, sometimes through the cases we're bringing, sometimes through other cases, they are unlocking freedoms that have been locked down for decades. And because you are more free today, you have actually forgotten what freedom means. And the danger in forgetting what freedom has meant for us as a nation for 200 plus years is that it begins to atrophy. Now is the time to get back into the gym of freedom and exercise those muscles that have lain dormant for too long and remember that you possess them, not that you just simply possess them for the sake of having them on your shelf, but that you possess freedom to be able to deploy it in every area of your society for yourself, for your practice, for your family, and for future generations. If we are not about preserving that freedom, not just only for preservation's sake for our lifetime, but to transmit that freedom to the future generations, then we have to be about that exercise to make sure that we understand what those freedoms are and then are prepared to go and deploy them boldly in the world around us. And what I want to leave you with is not just simply that promise of freedom, but with that idea that if you are to if you will go out and apply those freedoms and you run into roadblocks or dangers, there are people that are in your corner, happy to provide a reasonable and good defense for you to preserve those freedoms, not just for your practice, but for everybody else as well. That's what I want to talk about in a couple of weeks. I hope you folks will join us for that conversation of trusting the freedom we have and deploying it throughout all the aspects of our lives.
Thank you for that, Jeremy. I appreciate it. That was really good. Ugh. We appreciate your time. This has been great.
Thank you, Jeremy, so much.
Happy to do it, guys. Thanks for putting this conference together. I'm looking forward
to being
with you.
Absolutely. Me too.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Yep. Take care now.
Bye.
Bye.